I want to express my pleasure in joining Jen Cook this morning to highlight the nature of our current Farm Bill policies. As an American farmer myself, I fully appreciate the importance of farmers and believe strongly in providing a true safety net, one that is there when farmers really need it, that applies to all farmers and saves taxpayer money. Our current system of federal payments to farmers, sold to the American people as a safety net, actually hurts the family farmer. In the name of maintaining the family farm and preserving rural communities, today's farm programs have benefited a select few while leaving the majority of farmers without support or safety nets. To illustrate, please consider these facts. In the years 2000 to 2005, the farm sector received $112 billion in taxpayer subsidies, but only 43% of all farms received any payments. The largest 8% of all farms received 58% of the payments. In fact, the top 1% of the highest earning farmers claimed 17% of the crop subsidy payments between 2003 and 2005. Smaller farms that qualify in the current system and that could benefit from additional support did not do as well. Two-thirds of recipient farms received less than $10,000, accounting for only 7% of their gross cash income. And mind you, those two-thirds are up to 43% that I mentioned earlier. Smaller and smaller groups as we get down to any actual payments. Minority farmers fared even worse, with only 8% of farmers even receiving federal farm subsidies. Our farm policies also hurt rural development. Ironically, the counties that receive the most federal subsidies have little job growth and populations actually declining. Furthermore, half of the federal crop subsidies paid between 2003 and 2005 went to only 19 congressional districts out of 435. Less than 10% of rural Americans live on a farm. Only 14% of the rural workforce is actually employed in farming. Worse, the safety net the taxpayers continue to fund for this narrow set of agriculture, sector of agriculture, does not work. Billions of dollars are sent out to few farmers regardless of markets or weather conditions, and the rest of the safety net does nothing for farmers when they need it most during droughts, floods, and other disasters. These broken farm policies also violate WTO commitments, and soon Brazil will have the authority to retaliate in kind against U.S. products, whether they be agricultural products or intellectual property. I, along with Senator Frank Lautenberg and other bipartisan co-sponsors, have introduced True Farm Bill legislation, the Farm and Ranch Equity, Stewardship, and Health Act, called FRESH. This bill will provide farmers with revenue-based insurance programs designed to protect against yearly crop losses and dramatic changes in markets, but would stop distorting markets. FRESH would provide significant investments in nutrition, conservation, energy, rural development, healthy food programs. In addition to smarter farm policy, it also provides taxpayers with a savings of $3 billion devoted to deficit reduction. And I simply underline the basic point, it applies to all farmers, not to 43%, or two-thirds of the 43. All farmers. It is a safety net, unlike anything provided in current farm policies, in which I've been associated and been voting in one way or another for the last 31 years.